person by there.
Yes, hi, Lauren.
What's your first name?
My name is Joy.
Joy. All right, Joy. How can I help?
I'm kind of baffled here. My husband was participating with me in the classes, and all of a sudden he just turned when it came to talking about financial that you suggest that we do every 7 to 10 days.
So well, that actually wasn't exactly my suggestion, you talk about financials. My suggestion was you have a business meeting, which could include financials, but there's probably 100 other things it includes as well.
Right. I guess that's what I was getting at. So
Joy, just speak up a little bit if you could. I can't hear you so well.
I'm sorry. So he is not listening to anything anymore.
So what's your question?
My question is, how do I deal with him because there is nothing happening intimately in our marriage for 6 months now. But yet he can go when we go places. I understand that men and women, you know, if they see a nice-looking person, okay, you look. I've timed him. It's been like 5 minutes, and I bring it to his attention nicely, and it always ends up in a big fight. But I feel worthless, you know, because there's nothing happening between us, but he's
So is your question, we're not being intimate, how do I get that part of the relationship going?
That, and with him paying attention to me and not to other women, how do I get him to do this? I mean, I'm trying everything that you're suggesting.
Okay,
and practicing
I get your question. I'm just going to answer it very briefly because this falls into one of the two questions that, one of the two categories that I mentioned in the beginning, where this question is answered pretty extensively elsewhere in the program. But in short, let me say this to you, that many of you are not being physically intimate because of your situation. And the question is, you know, how do we get the physical intimacy rolling in our relationship again? Of course, it is an important part of a marriage. However, it's not something that you pursue. It's something that ensues. In other words, physical intimacy is the natural outgrowth of an emotional connection. And sometimes, although there is some sections in the program, which I just alluded to, on sexual intimacy, sometimes people will ask, why is there not more in the program on sex? And my response to that is, every corner of the program is about sex. Every word out of my mouth is about sex. Everything I ever wrote on paper is about sex. How so? Because, not directly, of course, but indirectly that is the case, because I believe that what happens in the bedroom is a direct result of what happens outside the bedroom. That's why I'm not at all a fan of this whole genre called sex therapy. I think it's bogus. And I think it's bogus because I don't think you can truncate sex from the core of the relationship, which is the emotional connection between a husband and wife. And when people are having what they sometimes term as sex problems or sex issues, in 99% of the case, I mean, sometimes there is physically something going on. You know, you should consult a doctor. That's a different story. But in 99% of the cases, whatever issues people are having with their sex life, it's not really a problem with their sex life. It's a problem with their relationship. It's a problem with their emotional intimacy. It's a lack of connection that they have with each other. And if they would improve that connection, if they would develop and cultivate the emotional intimacy between them, the natural outgrowth of that is a heightened physical and sexual intimacy. You know, sometimes people, most people, don't appreciate the degree, the peak sexual experience that a husband and wife of many years can have. Most people think of awesome sexual experiences as the kind of things that they experience in a new or fresh relationship. And then over the years, things become routine and boring. And while I agree that is the common experience, that is the norm, it doesn't have to be that way. And for people who really know how to manage themselves in a relationship, they experience a level of sexual intimacy and excitement and passion as the years go on that's so far beyond anything they could have experienced when, you know, the relationship was new, because there's just such a deeper level of connection and safety and emotional intimacy and willingness to explore and be adventurous. I mean, it's a whole different league. And that could only be the case, not because they're doing, you know, gymnastics in the bedroom, not because they went to some store and bought some cream or some toy. This stuff, you know, okay, you know, maybe it could make an incremental difference for an evening or two, but it's not transformative. An emotional connection, a deep emotional bond, that's transformative. I mean transformative not only emotionally, but sexually and physically.